Ollie Horgan, back in action this weekend against Pats. Your last competitive game was a couple of weeks ago down at Dundalk. What's it been like in the intervening period?
Obviously, it took a while to get over a 5-0 defeat. You can't hide it. 5-0 is 5-0, regardless of going down to 10 men in that, and we can use a lot of excuses. But we felt the break of the week off might have come at a good time to try and get lads back on the pitch, lads that weren't available through injury for Dundalk. But it seems to be taking a bit longer than what we hoped. We felt there were niggles initially, but they're a little bit more than that. And we felt that the week off might get bodies back, but we'll wait to see. But we're running out of time to put it out to you.
Well, the focus now turns to Pats. It's one of, what, 3 home games left in the campaign for you. And given the fact that you don't have a home game now after this to early October, is it a must-win, a must-get-3-points fixture?
I mean, look, we talked about must-win games at the start of the season, and here we are talking about it again, and we probably and hopefully we'll be talking about it into the month of October. Pats are a proper side. Harry has stepped down for them, and you know, I watched them on Friday night up in Belfield, and UCD got a big kick from a change of manager. If Pats get a big kick from a change of manager there, we could be in big bother. They're already a damn good side and comfortably better than Ballybofey back in, I think it might have been April. Although we've run them fairly close, so we have them home in Inchicore. They're a good side and they're in the top half of the table for a reason, Oisín, and we need to have a hell of a lot of work and look going away on Friday to try and get something over there.
Yeah. They beat you back in April, but are you guys a tighter outfit now since then?
It's hard to know. You know, up in Dundalk, you wouldn't have said that, albeit with 10 men. I think the weeks before, I think we've defended well. The little rub of the green went our way. Decisions, maybe, you know, chances that we took, and maybe chances that we defended better than what we did. Although in Dundalk, that's not the way it panned out, you know, with the sending off, which was a poor decision from our point of view. That didn't go our way, and as a result, you know, we I won't say collapse, but we ran out of steam with 10 men. Oisín,
listen, you have a 6-point advantage at the bottom of the table over UCD. There's only 4 to Waterford, Ollie. Are you still very much focusing on what's coming behind rather than what's sitting ahead of you?
I think Waterford have too much quality, Oisín. I said it earlier on. I think they have the 1 or 2 out injured that have quality as well to come back and are back in the next week. We watched them on Saturday up in Buncrana against Glengad. They've got serious quality, and we don't think that they'll be, you know, pulled into it. We're looking over our shoulder without doubt. UCD were fabulous on Friday against Pats. We're just thankful it was a cup game from our point of view, but they play them very shortly in the league, and they're very much up and at it and haven't gone away. And I think this will run to the wire, Oisín. But that would be like, you know.
Listen, you've got some big games coming up. UCD's in there, but you've also got Waterford in your penultimate game of the season. By that stage, anything can happen in football, as we know. And there could be a situation there where you mightn't have to go near a relegation player.
I think it's very doubtful. You know, you could have a situation where you have no playoff to play at all, and you're gone as regards, you know, what you're saying, the other side of it being safe. I'd be quite happy for it to remain as it is, the status quo at the moment. Like, I would gladly take that, or I would gladly, you know, finish a point above the UCD to take a playoff spot. And realistically, that's our target, and there's no point in throwing. Waterford have too much quality to be sucked in that.
Yeah. Just finally then, we're all set for winter-type weather come Friday. Tight pitch in Finn Park. Conditions might play in your favour, and it maybe might suit you more, maybe, and favourably look on you as 3 points at the end of it.
Right, I don't know what really you mean by that, Oisín, but look, we've no control over, you know, whatever conditions are there, Oisín, to put that way too. Like, we're obviously...
Might suit, you know, maybe the Hearts play better than that.
Well, hopefully, Oisín. I think I did get that burnt out. And hopefully we'll put it that way too. But, you know, we need people to come out, hail, rain or shine, whatever they like to say, to back us focally, you know, financially, as you've addressed. We have in a home game for a month, which is probably extremely difficult for the board. Don't mind, try and keep teams on the road, Oisín. And we need people to come out to try and drive this on, and also to be patient, you know, especially against a side of the quality of Pats.
Okay, good luck on Friday. Thanks,
Ollie. Thanks, Oisín.